This is AC Primetime Radio.
The current mayor, was the signature on the back of this check?
Bitch better have my money.
Are you looking at trying to press charges?
Bitch better have my money.
Was a check for
$10,000.
The truth will come out. You know, where's the $10,000? 100% we should know that.
Did anyone reach out to the mayor?
Nah, I don't think nobody wants to talk to the person who's accused of stealing money from you, you know? Nobody wants that conversation. I don't even think the mayor wants that conversation.
We have all of the members that we have calling the show program tonight saying that we are not behind this particular statement.
To take money for their own benefit, and it did not benefit us.
Money.
And if it was supposed to be given to the Atlantic City Democratic Committee, that's where it was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then you turn around and you have, you know, Frank's signature on it. That's what we had to find out.
This is that statement that was released by Joyce Malino. It says the job of the Atlantic City Democratic Committee is to work for the citizens of Atlantic City. Although there are many rumors that are being circulated throughout the city and the county, the city committee is strong as ever and will continue to work with the mayor of Atlantic City to move the city forward. Our objective is to work with the county to elect more Democrats throughout the city, the county, and the state of New Jersey. Signed, Joyce Malina from the Atlantic City Democratic Committee. She is the municipal chair. That's what she wrote.
I just want to let you and your listeners know we will get to the bottom of it. But as far as a letter stating and not dealing with the issues, you know, all of this, unfortunately, is misrepresenting those of us that want answers.
Absolutely.
And that letter is not representing me as a committee member. Well, I think, first and foremost, we need to give a little history of the Atlantic City Party so we can come to some conclusion where we are today.
Okay.
Under the leadership of Joyce Malino, all of us work very hard to have the whole entire Atlantic City team to win.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just under her leadership. There were committee members, volunteers, workers, unfortunately, later on, we found out that were not paid that were supposed to. Thelma Witherspoon, I'm still hurting for her. She was supposed to benefit from all of our hard work, efforts, and monies. That did not transpire.
Mm.
And then there were other people that worked and were not compensated. When we were trying to find out the city committee, why there was so much mishandling of money, so many people that were not paid, we then, it draw an opportunity for us to really take a look at what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Our chair, Joyce, basically, it was brought to her attention that there was a $10,000 check out there roaming around somewhere that was supposed to come to us, the Atlantic City Committee, and it did not. When she was not getting answers, all of us were saying, well, we need to get to the bottom of it, because if it was supposed to be written out to us and there were people that were not paid and we were still having fundraisers for people to be paid and there's still folks that are not,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where is the money?
Mm-hmm.
We had our meeting, the county meeting. She brought it up at the meeting. It became a little disturbance back and forth, and those of us that are committee members were saying, okay, so we got nowhere. We further wanted to find out where was this bogus check just all flying somewhere. We knew it was cashed because we saw the ELEC report, but it was never given to us directly. So finally, when the check was exposed and showed that it was written out to us, and the amount, which we knew it was, $10,500, and we saw the signature, which was not our treasurer, Barbara Hudgens, or our chairperson, Joyce Malino, that's when all of this began.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only signatures that were supposed to be on the back of the check were either one of them. So where are we today? We're just asking that the check, unfortunately, be reviewed. It never came to us directly. It never went to the treasurer's home. It was given to someone. It was deposited in another account, which was not our account. It was cash and money was utilized. So now we're doing an investigation. And those of us that had worked hard for us to be victorious are very upset and disturbed that things would happen this way unbeneath to know us, and no one wants to justify the wrongdoing.
Pam,
we're not going to pacify and say it was a mistake.
Pam, can you tell me,
it was deliberately done, and we want justice.
Pam, can you tell me what association this has with Frank Gilliam? What role did he play to benefit from this?
I don't know his role.
Mm.
I don't know what his intention were. All I know, the check that was showed to me.
Hey, Pam, can I ask a question, Pam?
Mm-hmm.
How come that check wasn't directly given to the Atlantic City Committee? Why was it given?
It was given to the Atlantic City Committee.
How?
But it wasn't given to us in our hands. It was written out to us. But it was never directly given to us.
But
this was like someone using your name.
Hold up. Can you hold up one second? Give me a second. If they wrote it out to, there's supposed to be someone that is properly given to. Were they given to the proper people in the Atlantic City Committee, or you know, how was that check dispersed? How did the people get to wherever it got to?
I don't know all the nuances. All I know is there was a check written out to our city committee.
Why did they give it to someone?
Or whatever, it was written out to our committee, and the only signatures were supposed to be the chair and the treasurer. And on the back of our check that was written out to our committee, neither one of those signatures were signed on the back of it.
I got that. I agree. And that's ultimately where it should have went. I'm just saying, as far as why was the check given to someone that wasn't the chairperson or the treasurer? Why wasn't given to Joyce or to the Ms. Hudgens?
I don't know. And that's a mystery. But regardless, whoever had the check, only those two signatures were the responsible signatures.
Mm-hmm.
No one should have signed the back of it if it wasn't either one of them.
I agree. I totally agree.
That's the bottom line. I totally agree with that. We can't talk about the what-ifs or the what-could-ifs. It's the reality. And the reality is, when you are given a check to the Atlantic City Committee, and I know this from past circumstances, it's written to us. There's the two signatures of either one of them. It's deposited in our account, and whatever we need to do for our grassroots to get out of the vote, the money is disseminated to the workers.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. It became complicated when someone, whomever, got involved in our city to take money for their own benefit, and it did not benefit us.
You all have to pull together. I don't care what the hell happens. But they better straighten it out.
Some kind of malfeasance that's going on in this, or is it some kind of other problem? Is it just something of integrity and trust? Because as I understand it, no one seems to be upset about the $10,000 anymore. It's just the act of doing this that everybody seems to be upset about. Potential problems with a $10,000 payment that was going from the Atlantic County Democrats to the Atlantic City Democrats. It appears as if 40 members of the Atlantic City Democratic Committee have voted against a statement that was forwarded to me by the chairman or chairperson of the Atlantic City Democratic Committee, Joyce Malino. I think this is part of the reason why so many people have such a negative opinion of politicians these days.
Kevin, you made a good point. I mean, if the check was sent by, probably should have been sent by U.S. mail to the party that was supposed to get it, I mean, they have a post office box or a mail slot, they would receive it.
Mm-hmm. I believe that the cashier of the check had a relationship with that bank.
If you were going to send it to Kevin Hall show program, you would send it to the Kevin Hall show program, you know, care of WOND, and you would get the check. That's kind of unusual. Was it given by courier? How was it done that someone, you know,
The point I was making is, you know, how does a bank honor that particular check? I believe that's when, you know, and well, I've seen well, people do this.
He already had, there was two checks. There was a check for 37.
That's what I'm saying. But if it was not endorsed.
There was a check for $37,000 that they was giving Frank, and then there was a check for $10,000. And they might have been, I don't know if both of them were written the same way or not. Well, did one say specifically Frank's name and it had that other abbreviation on it, or were they written completely the same? We don't know.
By the chair. The chairwoman, Joyce Molyneux, that's the first I heard of that letter, but I do also know there's information going around in reference to the money that was supposed to be given to the Atlantic City Democratic Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, we are trying to get together the executive board and those members to come so that we can address this and see what direction that we want to go. And on my behalf and speaking with some of the other committee members, they are not aware of really what's going on. So we need to come to the table and put it out there and find out what's going on in which direction, because I do have a copy of the check, and I did see it. And as far as I'm saying, if it was supposed to be given to the Atlantic City Democratic Committee, that's where it was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then you turn around and you have, you know, Frank's signature on it. That's what we had to find out.
The current mayor, was the signature on the back of this check?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I seen that was sent out, and it, you know, resembled his signature that's on the check that was given, that was sent out to some of the committee people. And like I said, there's had to be some transparency and everything that's going on. So to find out what's going on in the whole action, Mike Suleiman also needs to come to the table and see what went on and also what happened.
Right, and that's the question I was saying, you know, man, how come the check didn't come directly to you guys, the person, your treasurer, or to someone else in the campaign?
Well, see, and another thing is, now, at first I heard it was $1,000. Now I'm hearing, and I'm looking at the check, it says $10,000. Now, any bank that has gone to, and it's not made out to that person or anything who was to, the person had to be good friends with the person at the bank.
I agree with that.
That check.
I agree with that.
See, so that also needs to be addressed and looked into.
What bank? Do you happen to know what bank it was?
Are you looking at trying to press charges? Has there been some kind of, you know, malfeasance that has gone on? Have you been damaged in such a way that you're trying to hold someone accountable?
If I turn around and I sign a check and it wasn't made out to me, well, that's, you know, criminal activity that has taken place.
Okay.
I don't know which direction that they want to go or go, but, you know, Joyce Molyneux, she is the chairperson, but she's just a mouthpiece, but it's also up to each and every individual on the committee, okay, to what they want to do, and whatever direction that we wants to go, she has to follow that direction, because that's the point of the committee.
And so what I want to keep stressing is that we need to wait, like you said when you first came on, that for all the information to come out, because you can better assess the legalities of it, and, you know, I mean, the whole total picture from beginning to end, because there's a lot of things that could happen from beginning to end, especially with the fact that the person who's initially signing the check and you're turning it, you're giving someone else a check. You know, I don't, you know, the person who's giving me a check. I don't know why you would be giving me a check for someone else.
Right. And see, that's the whole thing. So in receiving that check and looking at it, you know, I'm going to make sure if I'm going to sign a check, I'm going to make sure it's made out to me and not nobody else and everything else.
True. That also.
Right there, I'm going to look at it.
Was the check made out? Was the check made out to the committee, or was it made out to?
It was made out to the Atlantic City Democratic Committee. And I think that was back in October, if I remember correctly. Like I said, I'm on the phone. I can't really look at my phone and check and see, you know, on there, because I do have a copy of the check on there.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, when I was still trying to reach the chair, woman Joyce Molyneux, to call the committee together, and it should be open to the public so they can see, because it affects all of us, not just the committee people and the whole system as a whole.
Do you think that you're going to be meeting? Do you think you'll be meeting before Monday?
Well, right now I'm reaching out to people on the executive board, and also I'm trying to reach out to the vice chair to put everything together. So hopefully something will come about where at least Monday, if we can get everybody together to find a place and put it out, let the public come out and also express what's going on within the committee, and people speak their mind of how this whole thing came about.
Mm-hmm. And end up it's possible that this could have been a clerical or error along those lines. So I think that people should, you know, wait to, you know, make judgment.
You're absolutely right, sir, and we appreciate you doing that. That's Torres Mayfield, community activist. He especially specializes in youth, exploited youth. You know, we've talked to him, a friend of the program, and he is also a member of the Atlantic City Democratic Committee, and he will keep us posted with regards to the furtherance of this. I don't want to call it an investigation, but definitely this looking into this $10,000 check forwarded to the Atlantic City Democratic Committee, but somehow put together with the Gilliam campaign, and wondering how the $10,000 was not received.
The new alternative media is becoming the dominant media.
Unfiltered and undeniable.
Are you high right now?
Absolutely.
You have a very dishonest newspaper up here. It's also a failing newspaper. It's going down the tubers.
Reimagine, reinvent.
The newspaper's going to hell.
ACPrimetime.com.